Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
This episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss three great Hall of Fame legends, Woody Hayes, George Kerr, and quarterback Jim Kelly, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories, some great little football tidbits that maybe you just didn't know. It's all coming up for you in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we are here on Valentine's Day talking about football history, February 14th. And we have some great Hall of Fame birthdays for you. Not a lot in the event series, but Hall of Fame birthdays, well, we've got some great ones here for you. We're going to start off in the year 1913 in the town of Clifton, Ohio. The Ohio State University coaching legend, Wayne Woodrow Hayes, was born. We know him better as Woody Hayes, no relation that I know of, but the Buckeyes frontman from 1951 to 1978. Woody had a large personality and he commanded attention. The Buckeyes led the nation in home attendance in 21 of Woody's 28 years at OSU at the Big Horseshoe there in Columbus. Hayes' offensive football strategy was the old 3 yards in a cloud of dust. In fact, the National Football Foundation floats it out there that Hayes may have created that phrase. Can you imagine that? You know, we hear that all the time. 3 yards in a cloud of dust is some old school running the ball football. But Hayes might have created that, according to the National Football Foundation. Well, the National Football Foundation's bio goes on to say how Hayes' coaching produced 3 Heisman Trophy winners and 51 first-team All-American selections. The Buckeyes under Woody Hayes took the national championship title in the years of 1954, 1957, 1961, 68, and 1970. Quite a collection there. He majored in English in college and always emphasized educational values in his talks with his players. And it wasn't about the controversy, as SI points out. Hayes had a well-earned reputation for losing his temper. There was a time he shoved a cameraman at the Rose Bowl, and the time he destroyed a sideline markers near the end of a loss to Michigan. But his biggest tirade, and unfortunately, his last impression on the football world, was his infamous punching of a Clemson player in the Gator Bowl in December 29, 1978, an action that ended Hayes' long-tenured coaching career. Woody was enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame anyway in 1983. We go to February 14, 1919, Brookline, Massachusetts. Boston College's legendary guard George Kerr was born. Kerr played on the Eagles gridiron from 1938 through the 1940 season per the National Football Foundation's online bio of him. The Righteous Reject, as he was known at Boston College, reported to his coach the first time wearing multiple layers of sweaters and jackets to boost his weight some 25 pounds heavier than he actually was to give him the appearance of a larger statured man. What the coach saw, though, was a big heart and a desire to succeed at football. Through his hard work and dedication, Kerr went from being sixth team on the receiving to going all the way to an All-American mention. Kerr helped to post a 26-3-2 record in 3 seasons at Boston College, and his outstanding Sugar Bowl performance against Tennessee earned him a place on the all-time Sugar Bowl team. George Kerr received the great honor of being selected for inclusion into the College Football Hall of Fame's museum in 1984. And finally, we go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on February 14th, 1960. The outstanding quarterback of the Miami Hurricanes program, Jim Kelly, was born. But the Buffalo Bills selected Jim Kelly in the first round of the 1983 NFL Draft. But the signal caller decided to sign with the USFL's Houston Gamblers franchise instead. At 6'4", 225 pounds, the quarterback spent two seasons with the Gamblers and threw for 9,842 yards and a whopping 83 touchdowns per the Pro Football Hall of Fame.com website. When the USFL folded, Jim signed with the only NFL team that originally drafted him, the Bills, in 1986, and it was a perfect fit for both parties as Kelly ran the famed no-huddle, fast-paced offense of Coach Marv Levy to a T. Having offensive weapons like Thurman Thomas at running back and wide receivers Andre Reed and James Lofton didn't hurt him either. The Bills played in four straight Super Bowls in the 1990s, led by Kelly's arm, and in Jim's 11 seasons with the Bills, he led them to the AFC playoffs eight times in those 17 playoff appearances, including four Super Bowls. Kelly tossed the ball for 3,863 yards and 21 touchdowns. That's a playoff for just Jim Kelly. A whole season in itself of 17 games. Jim Kelly was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2002. Unfortunately, Jim has suffered with some health issues, and we wish him the best, and hopefully he's coming out of that and staying healthy. I know he's had a couple run-ins with that. So we really appreciate you coming here once again, joining us for the Pigskin Dispatch Daily Pigskin History. And we hope, if you want to get this every single day, we have an email out there. We have a subscribe button on the show notes. It'll take you right to the link. Just about two clicks, you'll get an email back. Confirm it, boom. You're going to get in your email inbox every single day. You're going to get what's coming out on pigskindispatch.com. You're going to come out what's coming out on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast, what's coming up on the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast, and everything is on jerseydispatch.com and OrvilleMulligan.com, the new releases there. And you know what? We'll throw in for fun everything new that's coming out on the sportshistorynetwork.com. Yeah, you get it all in one place, one email. That's your Pigskin Daily History Dispatch email. You can join just by following the links on your show notes. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.